This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Welcome back, Junkies. Coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here at the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up 9 o'clock, going to debut Mike Marr's old school movie review.
All right, what's the inspiration behind this?
Mike Marr has been playing catch up.
All right.
A couple weeks ago, I said, "It's not your fault," and he didn't know what that meant.
Yeah.
It was a line from Good Will Hunting.
Sure.
And that's just an example. He's catching up to like a lot of the classic movies that we've all watched. And he's been watching a lot of mobster movies lately.
Yeah.
But he's going to start doing an old school movie review for us each week.
Can we tease what movie or are we going to wait?
We should probably wait on that until 9. But yeah, I'm just a donk. My friends have been joning on me for the last couple of years saying I haven't watched the old classics, the heavy hitters. I really haven't watched many movies made after like 2005. So now more recently, I just broke the ice like 2 weeks ago, started watching a banger, and then just kind of fell in love with them.
Before 2005.
Yeah, before 2005.
Give us an example of a banger that you're not going to do a review on tonight. And let me just ask you this before that. I'm guessing, have you watched all the Fast and Furious movies?
Nope.
Oh,
I haven't watched any of them.
Not a one?
Not a single one.
That's a
because I feel like he's in the generation that would be consuming that.
Good for you. That's a check in the right box.
All right, so what was the kind of the first movie that you went back and watched?
Goodfellas.
All right, so you watched Goodfellas. And that's not the one he's reviewing.
No, but that was a hit, man. I mean, what was I doing? Why was I not watching that like years and years ago? That movie just quickly jumped to my top five all time.
Wow. I don't know, because you were 10.
What else is in your top five currently? I mean, these may get displaced because you're going to watch a bunch of sillies.
Yeah. I like Interstellar, Inception, Wolf of Wall Street, Step Brothers.
Step Brothers is a great comedy.
I also like Hangover. I mean, a lot of comedies. I haven't watched a lot of action, a lot of thrillers.
I'm going to recommend a comedy. I think it's one of the better comedies in the last, I'd say, 15-ish years. Put this on your list. Role Models. Very funny.
You've seen Role Models.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I've seen a lot of comedies, basically. Okay. So I'm kind of, isolating myself to that genre of movies the last couple years. But, I mean, I got some heavy hitters and stay tuned.
But you were born in 2000, right?
1999.
99. I mean, Goodfellas came out in 1990. Right. So you're questioning why haven't you watched it? It came out well before he was born.
It's just something about these movies, like when you're watching them and they're from the 80s, like I just get tilted that it's not in 4K and the color's all off.
Right.
It just looks nubs.
All right, we'll get to the review 9 o'clock. I look forward to it. We don't know the movie that he's reviewing, but we'll debut Mike Marr's old school movie of the week.
Looking forward to this.
All right, let's get into the entertainment page, EB. Driven by BMW Fairfax.
Love BMW Fairfax. DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. She'll hook you up with an unbelievable sales rep. You'll be treated like a rock star. Of course, if you want to check out what they have on the lot before you even get there, go to BMWFairfax.com. All right, I don't know. Conflicting reports here. Maybe this has already been addressed, Valdez. YouTube TV, a lot of people have YouTube TV, and Paramount reach a temporary agreement after a threatened blackout on CBS's channels, which would have included CBS, CBS Sports, Nickelodeon, Comedy Central, MTV, TV Land, Paramount Network, CMT, Country Music TV or something, VH1, BET.
That's a lot of networks.
That's a lot of networks.
Wow.
But I guess it's been averted for now.
For now.
As of last night, they announced they had reached a short-term extension. Usually these things do end
Does
up
Does it say how
out.
Long the extension is for?
No, no.
I mean, because CBS has some heavy hitters coming up.
Well, they got the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, it's
Masters.
A big one.
You ever heard of Masters?
I've heard of the Masters.
You ever hear of it?
Dude, you mentioned Peacock in that last segment. What's the show that you guys are watching on Peacock? Is that White Lotus?
I'm not watching it. He's Traitors. Watching Traitors.
Traitors and Don D. Yellow No Deal Island.
I needed to get some room on my phone, so I just deleted my Peacock app.
Isn't Deal or No Deal Island on regular NBC, or it's no longer on that?
I don't know. I watch it on Peacock.
Who's the host? Isn't it the guy from Magic Mike?
Joe Maglio something or
Mangelino
other. Mangelino or something.
I got you.
Yeah.
All right, so we mentioned also in the last segment, just so happens, we mentioned the White Lotus. What did you say? They're up to season three.
Season three,
And
yeah.
our old old intern, Clank David. What is it? David Bernhard? Is
that David Bernhard.
Bernhard.
Yeah.
He's one of the producers for that show. Is he the executive producer?
I don't know.
Is he the top dog?
I mean, he definitely produced season two. I know that.
They're getting, they're getting a lot of run because this season is set in Thailand?
Correct.
Is that the idea? Now, tell me.
It bounces around. It's just a fancy hotel.
What's the gist of the show?
Really rich people go to a fancy hotel and then usually there's a murder.
Usually somebody winds up dead and it's a mystery.
Oh, that actually
sounds like a murder
mystery.
That
actually sounds pretty good. I like murder mysteries.
By the way, he produced Jury Duty too, which was that
was
wacky.
Funny. Yeah, that was funny.
That was a wacky
turns
show.
Turns out David Bernhard might be a genius.
Is he a genius?
Where'd he go to Bullis? I think he went to Bullis.
I don't know where he went.
I think.
Jake I know he's won an Emmy in EB's butt jelly.
I mean.
He's won two.
Yeah,
those are real Emmys, what he's won. I'm talking about the local Emmys that every jerk that's worked in his area
has. He was the executive producer of The Mule with Clint Eastwood. That's a pretty good thing to have on your resume.
He's a Hollywood legend.
He's a Hollywood baller.
He's a Hollywood legend.
Correct.
Unbelievable.
Does he have a Walk of Fame star?
Eventually he might. If he wants one, if he wants to pay for one.
He was an overrated shooter. That's why we called him Clank David, because I went to play basketball with him the very first time.
He was great at hyping himself up. He hyped himself up.
He played college basketball, I believe, for the school McGill, if I recall, Canada
like
or something.
Montreal.
Like and he played
school.
High school basketball.
We goofed on him because it was a D2.
So I had great expectations the first time I was going to see him play, and I went out to play with Brett and his boys when we were a nighttime show over at George Mason, and he started missing a bunch of shots. I was like, that's a college player? And so he became Clank David.
He also produced Immaculate with Sydney Sweeney and her busties, just so you know.
He probably has Sydney Sweeney's number.
I mean, it's a lock he has her number. I mean, she was in the movie he produced.
Right. I wonder if he's in that old school producer in that world.
Oh, that I don't know. I can't speak to that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Let's hope not.
Yeah, let's. Yeah.
Did we talk about Monica Quartermain passing away, JP, from General Hospital? That was back in the day.
I don't think so, but I do remember her.
What's her real name?
Fiona Hughes, I think? Something like that?
No, that's Laura.
Oh.
No, Hughes was, that was the other one. That was the brunette. This is Leslie Charlson.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
She was 78 years old. She was a star of General Hospital, JP, actually 79. We used to watch that.
Fiona Hughes was Anna Devane.
Anna Devane.
Okay.
Bill Belichick, speaking of 79, he's 72, Cakes.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't stop him from dating Jordan Hudson, who's 23. Last time I checked, that's a 49-year age difference.
Pretty significant.
Pretty significant. Although, I was never super impressed with her. Like, she was a pretty girl, mm-hmm. for sure. But, man, when she was on that red carpet recently,
yeah.
what was that for? Was that for the Super Bowl?
That was for the NFL ESPYs. Honors.
Yeah, yeah.
You're right. Show. NFL Honors.
Oh, my God.
She went hard.
She went broke. Yeah, yeah, she went for it. And he looked terrible.
Yeah.
He just looked so dumpy. But there are some rumors that they're either engaged or at least discussing it. And a source exclusively tells Page Six they've definitely discussed marriage. So if you're Jordan Hudson, why do you even bother to marry a guy like Bill Belichick?
Yeah, she's in love with him. I mean, maybe 10 years left?
You got 10 years?
Have 10, 12 good years.
Then you're going to start all over?
Does he make her sign a prenup or does he not care at this point? Lockie, she has to sign a prenup, right?
I guess. Cakes mentioned this during a segment, or maybe it was off air. Jimmy Butler, they say, is the latest NBA player who may or may not have pooped his pants during the game. Because they show his shorts,
yeah. mm-hmm.
and there's definitely a stain where there would be a stain
yes.
if maybe you let one slip past
the goalie.
His
shorts were definitely discolored.
Yeah.
It's not a great look.
I mean, it's definitely possible. I know I had a case.
I mean, what else would that be?
The only thing that could be is Rhea Perlman. That's the only thing that could be.
I agree. 1,000%.
I don't know. I thought it could have been Gatorade.
Gatorade's going to be there. Why would
it's
Gatorade?
Yellow, by the way.
Chocolate Gatorade.
Why All right. would it be there?
All right.
Mine could be any color.
We'll put this up as our poll of the day. Junkies poll of the day brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka. Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories. Zero carbonation, that means easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety. 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Did Jimmy Butler have an accident creating this in his pants?
At minimum, it's a sloppy cleanup job.
No,
that's
an accident.
How does the surface area of that stain get so large? Like it is, it's like a massive
yes,
stain.
Because
it's diarrhea.
Yeah.
But I watched him. He's just running around like normal.
He probably did.
You don't think it's possible that somebody spilled Gatorade?
He sat down on a seat right between your cheeks.
It's a horrible guess.
No. Listen, I had an incident recently where I thought, recently, where I ripped one and I thought, ooh, that one was dicey.
Gatorade.
But
I
thought it was fine.
Yeah.
I found out later it was not fine.
There were issues.
Yeah.
Now, this is not a poll that has, because I wanted to include the picture. And so I guess I attached the TMZ story. The question is, did Jimmy Butler poo his pants?
Well, the answer should be 100% yes.
What else could it be? I don't believe sat on Gatorade.
Like that's a massive accident. Like that's just not like a tiny little oopsie.
That's
a massive accident.
The trainer has to go, hey, dude, you better go back and change your shorts. You know, during his TV timeout or whatever, you got to go change
hey,
your
can
shorts.
Can you imagine the guy who was playing defense on him too? Yeah. Poor
guys trailing him down the court.
Because when it's like that, you're stinky.
Hey, can you see him posting up?
Has he not addressed it?
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, who's going to ask him about it? Like, is somebody really going to go on a reporter scrum and ask him, did you deuce in your pants during a game?
Yeah, somebody might say, what happened to your pants?
Yeah. Be awkward.
What about, could it be like, you know, sometimes when you wash clothes, like the water could have like some sort of mineral in it, or you know
I mean,
what I mean?
I think you're fishing over there, but
I'm just
I
saying,
guess,
like the water
happen.
In the pipes could be like rusted. Is that possible?
I mean, maybe. I think the most likely scenario is he tried to slip one past the goalie, and he did it,
and he got caught.
He got caught.
Yeah, he got busted.
It happened, and I can tell you, it happens. It happens. And last but not least, Johnny Manziel's been putting out these weird videos, right, where he's, like, in a bathtub. He's, like, naked with his girlfriend, Josie Canseco, who I believe is the daughter of Jose Canseco. Well, they've broken up, Cakes.
Oh, poor Johnny.
I don't know if she broke up with him, but he was definitely putting out some weird videos. I don't know where.
By the way, you know that you knew this already. You know that Jose Canseco is a narcissist. You knew that,
of course.
But when you name your kid
Josie,
almost your name, you're a super narcissist.
Well, hold on. What's how's that any different if he named his kid Jose Jr.?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
People do that all the time.
A lot of people do that.
I think it's different, though, when it's a daughter.
So like, if I named my daughter Erica, that would have been bad?
Yeah, probably think you're a narcissist.
Told you, Blue Shorts.
Like, if I named my daughter...
Blue Shorts' kid was born on your birthday, EB. He should have named his kid after you.
I'm going to name my daughter Joan, because it's close to John. I don't think so. Or Joanna.
Jonna.
Jeanette.
Yeah. I think I know a Jonna.
Cakes.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard that name ever.
Yeah. I don't know if it means you're a narcissist if you name your kid.
Erica Bickle.
Yeah. It actually rolls off the tongue. Erica Bickle. Right?
Okay,
it's better than Eric.
I'm standing by my position.
He's more a narcissist because he would, you know, take all these pictures, whatever, flexing and stuff.
Right.
Of course, if you look like him, maybe you would.
Dude. Well, I mean, I could look like him if I put a needle in my ass for 10 years and racked a bunch of weights.
Well, yeah, you gotta work.
You gotta do both.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. Nothing really else going on that's that important that you guys would care about.
By the way, since we're doing, you know, we mentioned David Bernad, who was an intern when Brett was an intern, and you just mentioned Jose Canseco. You realize we actually sent a pitch at one point. Brett and I wrote a one-page pitch, and it was all based on Jose Canseco was going to dive into the celebrity boxing world.
Okay.
And I talked to the promoter.
Yeah.
and Brett was going to be like, he was on the potential list because he was a radio guy.
Yeah.
But Jose Canseco fought a different radio guy first and got his ass kicked by Vi Sikahema. And then it just didn't happen. But like, we were like looking at the Patriot Center, how much it cost to rent it. We were going to do a whole thing.
I know.
And Brett was going to fight him?
Yeah.
By the way, Valdez, did you say, do you watch that show Extracted? Are you on that? No. Dude, there's a former Raven on there. Former Skin. Tony Banks.
What's the show
about? Tony Banks, the quarterback?
Yes. Tony Banks, the quarterback, and his wife and son, I think, are on the show.
Nice.
And I guess they're
Super Bowl champion, Tony Banks.
Yes.
That's right.
He was on the 2000 Ravens.
I've seen ads for the show, but I don't know where it airs. Or I don't.
What do? They just drop them off on like a deserted island? And
I think they drop... Now, again, this is from a 30-second commercial. I think they drop a group of people out, and it's all about surviving like in the elements. And if you wimp out, you just smash a big red button,
and you get extracted.
Gotcha. Right. I think I got it.
It's last man standing, kind of like our Survivor Metallica
contest.
You battle
the elements in the Canadian wilderness.
I mean, that sounds dicey.
And, I guess the winner gets a meager $250,000.
$250,000.
I'll take it.
Yeah, but he's got to share
meager.
That with his wife and his son.
Okay.
Yeah. His son, by the way, shocker, is a model. Good looking kid.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you're a Ravens fan, or you know, he was here briefly with it was Kent Graham and Tony Banks, right? That was our quarterback.
That during Schottenheimer's year?
I think so.
No.
I think so.
That was a collection of quarterbacks.
Whatever year that was.
They managed to win some games. Didn't we see him in La Jolla? At the restaurant
we went to?
La Jolla.
It's called La Jolla.
Coming up next, D. Smith joins us. He's got a new book about his days as the NFL executive director, NFLPA executive director, called Turf Wars. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.